Even though.
Even though.
I don't know a different way.
I don't know a different way.
On how to feel bad.
On how to feel bad.
Or feel good.
Or feel good.
I'm not really clear.
I'm not really clear.
I'm a transition in between.
I'm a transition in between.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
So wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could.
If I could.
Really see.
Really see.
I'm being called.
I'm being called.
To a different way of thinking.
To a different way of thinking.
Perceiving.
Perceiving.
Understanding.
Understanding.
I've been seeking.
I've been seeking.
Aggressively seeking.
Aggressively seeking.
Healing.
Healing.
Release.
Release.
Through old trauma.
Through old trauma.
Victimizing me.
Victimizing me.
I don't really know what to do.
I don't really know what to do.
When I'm at this level.
When I'm at this level.
Of being.
Of being.
And I go into old patterns.
And I go into old patterns.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could play a different game.
If I could play a different game.
If I could really see.
If I could really see.
That now, it's all an invitation.
It's all an invitation
to get
clarity
on the positive.
On the positive.
It's easy to know what I want.
It's easy to know what I want.
Now when I feel
so strongly
that which I do not want. If I don't want chaos, I know that I want peace.
I know that I want peace.
If I don't want struggle, I know that I want empowerment.
I know that I want empowerment.
If I don't want sadness, I know that I want happiness.
I know that I want happiness.
If I don't want stress,
I know that I want balance.
I just don't have
yet
the ability,
the skill, the stamina
to stay focused
on exactly what I want.
In a way
that would show up
in my life.
I know how to do
the big blanket affirmations.
I know how to visualize
the big accomplishments.
I don't know how to pull that in
yet
for the little stuff,
the details,
the busy mind,
the crazy hormones,
the physical weirdness.
I don't know yet.
How to refine
what I want
minute by minute,
hour by hour.
This isn't about changing
big things.
I've only been
all about changing
really big things.
I don't have any practice
in the little
details.
In the day-to-day life,
picking
that which I would prefer,
moment by moment.
I've never done that.
I know how to focus big things.
Big desires.
I don't know how.
Yet.
To align.
To small preferences.
To really segment intend.
With crystal clarity.
From whatever negative thing.
Is giving me the message.
Always.
The emotional system
has been a gift.
I've never considered it a gift.
I've hated it.
I've dreaded it.
I've tried to run away from it.
Tried to medicate it.
Used it to blame.
Used it to feel punished.
And now I'm at a space.
In a time.
At a level.
Where it's truly
possible
for me to use
my emotional body
as a guidance system.
All negative emotion
is simply
the invitation
to choose a different thought.
And the easiest way to choose
is pick the opposite emotion.
And then take a moment
and put mental energy
into wondering,
imagining
what that would be like,
what it would look like,
so I could naturally feel that.
I've only ever done it on the big stuff.
And now I'm at a place,
where I'm ready
to refine everything. To get really good at this game.
To get really good at this game.
So that one icky feeling.
So that one icky feeling.
Sends me off.
Sends me off.
On a wonderful adventure.
On a wonderful adventure.
Of aligning to my preference.
Of aligning to my preference.
Not on the big stuff.
Not on the big stuff.
But the little stuff.
But the little stuff.
The day-to-day stuff.
The day-to-day stuff.
The hour-to-hour stuff.
The hour-to-hour stuff.
The unexpected phone call stuff.
The unexpected phone call stuff.
I only know how to do big.
I only know how to do big.
If I feel bad,
I think it's big. I don't have
yet
the practice
in using every negative emotion as a loving,
guiding
prompt.
Prompt.
To get clarity.
To get clarity.
In that moment. At some level. For something I desire. That I'm just not really paying attention to. I don't know how to shift down. From the big. Painful.
To all this little.
Acceptance.
Acceptance.
That my emotional body.
Will not speak loudly.
Until I ignore it.
Until
I don't get the message.
And then it
speaks.
Louder.
And louder.
And louder.
And then other people join in.
And then other people join in.
To contribute.
Or
my mind tells the same story,
over and over,
like a child,
trying to explain
when someone isn't listening.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I played an entirely different way?
If I noticed
the very beginning,
the very moment.
Of a negative feeling,
and immediately
spent the time,
the
energy,
the effort
to create clarity,
and realign
with where I'm going,
what I'm going to think next,
what I'm going to say next,
and what I'm going to expect
next. Okay, big breath.